September 8, 1908. Walk in the Light. Ellen G. White. God's people dwell too much under a cloud of unbelief. It is not His will that they should do this. Jesus is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. His children are the children of light. They are renewed in His image and called out of darkness into His marvelous light. He is the light of the world, and they that follow Him are also the light of the world, for they do not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Every disciple of Christ should be a light in the world. While they enjoy communion with God, they will seek intercourse with their fellow men, that by words and acts they may express the love of God that animates their hearts. In this way, they will be lights in the world. And their light will not go out or be taken away, but will shine with increasing brightness on those who walk in the path of obedience. Accountable beings must walk in the light that shines upon them. The Spirit, wisdom, and goodness of God, revealed in His Word, are to be exemplified by His people. He requires of them according to the grace and truth given them. All His righteous demands must be fully met. If the people of God fail to do this, their light becomes darkness, and their darkness is great according as their light was abundant. It is not for lack of knowledge that God's people are now perishing. They will not be condemned because they do not know the way, the truth, and the life. But they have seen light and heard much truth, yet many are not wise and holy. God calls upon His people to act. The truth that has reached their understanding, but which they, instead of cherishing, have neglected or refused, will condemn them. What more could have been done for God's vineyard than has been done? But the minds of His people are not exercised unto godliness and true holiness. If their moral character and true state do not correspond with the blessings, privileges, and light which have been conferred upon them, angels make the report wanting. From some, the knowledge of their true state seems to be hidden. They see the truth, but perceive not its duties or its claims. Or they hear the truth, but do not fully understand it, because they do not conform their lives to it. Yet they rest as unconcerned and self-satisfied as if the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, as tokens of God's favor, went before them. How great is the darkness of such, yet they know it not. No stronger delusion can deceive the human mind than that which makes them believe that they are right and accepted of God when they are sinning against Him. They mistake the form of godliness for the spirit and power thereof. They believe that they are rich and have need of nothing when they are poor, wretched, blind, and naked, and need all things. The people of God should be careful to depart from all iniquity. Christ is denied in many ways. We may deny Him by speaking contrary to truth, or by speaking evil of others, or by foolish talking or jesting, or by words that are idle. In these things we manifest little wisdom. We make ourselves weak. Then, with our feeble efforts, we cannot resist the great enemy, and we are conquered. From the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh, and through lack of watchfulness we confess that Christ is not in us. Many who profess Christ are by no means laborers in His vineyard. In any worldly enterprise they manifest energy and ambition to accomplish their object. But in the enterprise of everlasting life, where all is at stake, and their eternal happiness depends upon their success, they seem as indifferent as if another were playing the game of life for them, and they had nothing to do but to wait the result. if they would manifest the same degree of zeal and earnestness to gain everlasting life that they do in their worldly pursuits, they would be victorious overcomers. The life and spirit of Christ are our only standard of excellence and perfection, and our only safe course is to follow the Savior's example. There must be an entire, unreserved surrender to God, a forsaking and turning away from the love of the world. But it is the privilege of the Christian to obtain strength from God day by day. Fervent and effectual prayer will be regarded in heaven. When the servants of Christ take the shield of faith for their defense and the sword of the Spirit for war, there is fear in the enemy's camp, and something must be done. When the truth in its simplicity and strength prevails among believers and is brought to bear against the spirit of the world, it will be evident that between Christ and Belial there is no concord. The disciples of Christ must be living examples of the life and spirit of their Master.